Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Coach Karen Scott. It is Friday, April 27th, and I'm just glad to be a part of another day, another show. Have a lot of impactful information to share with you today regarding mindful thinking, based on a book that I'm reading called Successful Women Think Differently. So we will be starting very shortly. I don't want to keep you too long, but I definitely want to share what I have to share with you this evening. So again, welcome. And if you can think of anyone you would like to invite, now is the time to do it. Again, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Coach Karen Scott. Start Living Your Life Purposely is the title to the segments of this show, but the topic is mindful thinking, and mindful thinking can help discover one's passion while developing their spiritual gifts, talents, and abilities, which will help push them forward and activate their purpose. So anytime you're mindfully thinking and you're positively thinking, you always should ask that question. When you think about what you're thinking before you do or say thinking, what would God have you do? How would God have you respond to situations? Again, this is Coach Karen Scott. I am a certified purpose and character development coach, as well as a health and wellness distributor and advocate with longevity. And I love this platform. I love what I do because it speaks on health and wellness, and they both work hand in hand. And so tonight, we're going to go into the next part of the mindful thinking and reading, sharing some excerpts from a book that I'm reading called Successful Women Think Differently. Talking about ways you can make yourself happier, healthier, and more resilient. So I just wanted to share a few things from the book with you, which I think is very, very powerful. Bear with me one second because I have so many different bookmarks here. I want to make sure I'm sharing the right information. Okay. When you think about yourself right now, what do you think? What do you think of yourself right now? And while you're pondering that thought, think about your best possible future self. Research indicates that imagining your best possible future self is a powerful exercise. Much of the thrill of changing your mindset to move to a new level of success is becoming the kind of woman or person who can break through fears, navigate obstacles, and believe that with God, all things are possible. All things are possible. You don't have to know how, but you do have to believe. That's hope. That's optimism. Starting today, make it your goal to cultivate optimism as a success strategy. Here's some things that you should know. Optimists live longer on average than pessimists by as much as 9 years. Depression has been described as the ultimate pessimism. Women with an optimistic thinking style tend to fend off depression when bad events occur. The opposite is true for those with a pessimistic thinking style. In career fields such as teaching, sales, litigation, public relations, and marketing, optimism is a predictor of success. So when you think about yourself right now, is it the same self that you'll be thinking about for the future? So does your present self push you towards what your future self will be? I don't know if you have a pen or a paper or a pad or anything to write on, but even if you don't, I'm going to share some things with you. And, of course, you know this is recorded, so if you need to listen to it afterwards, you can. There are a few questions that you can answer. You can either, as I said, write it in a journal or just write it in a tablet, or some people use a laptop, whatever is more, you know, convenient for you. Number one, power questions that will enhance your thinking style. Number one, spend some time in meditation. The perfect dream for you is the one God uniquely equipped for you. Paint a picture of what the next level of success looks like for you. Paint a picture. Think about it right now. Like, close your eyes right now and just paint a picture of what you think the next level of success will look like for you. What is your real dream? Do not downsize it. What is your real dream? Picture do you paint when you think of your real dream? Number two, what would it mean to you to be able to accomplish that dream? Again, picture yourself living that vision. And as you're picturing yourself living that vision, what does it feel like? Number three, what gifts, talents, passions, or experiences will you draw on to reach your goal? What are you passionate about that pushes you and drives you towards your gifts and talents that will help you reach this goal or goals? Number four, think back to a time when you were at your best and reached a particularly meaningful goal. How did you do it? And what did you learn about yourself when you did do that, or when you did reach that goal? And sometimes we think goals that are reached have to be like these big, gigantic goals. You can reach goals at any level, small, medium, or large, but you should be excited about it. You should celebrate whatever goal that you accomplish. It should be a celebration. Number five, consider that meaningful goal you described in the last question. What enabled you to be at your best? Who are the people, circumstances, and other key factors surrounding your success? Now remember, who we surround ourselves with will dictate our mindset. So we have to make sure we're around like-minded and like-hearted people. People are really willing to make a difference. People who are ready to, you know, change the lives of others and not thinking about self. Number six, how could you go about recreating similar circumstances to empower you to reach that next level of success you described in the first question? Meaning the first question we talked about, painting that picture of what the next level of success looks like for you. And mind you, again, we're talking about thinking differently, mindfully, and positively. Number seven, think back to a time when you failed to reach a goal. What personal factor or factors led you to fail? What external factor or factors led you to fail? And then, what lessons did you or can you glean from those contributing factors to help you succeed when reaching future goals? Number 8, realistically, when you look at the picture you painted in the first question, what are the most significant obstacles you might face? If you don't know, take a look at role models who have already been where you aim to go and pinpoint the obstacles they faced. Number 9, how can you reduce the risk of those obstacles occurring as you move forward? How will you navigate around those obstacles if they do occur? What are some of the things you would do to still push forward, even in those obstacles or the obstacles that surround you that may be trying to keep you from achieving those goals? Number 10, describe your best possible future self. Who are you and how do you approach life? What does your best future self look like to you? Think differently. Be intentional about what you say to yourself when you fail as well as when you succeed. Choose hope, dream big, learn new skills, and believe all things are possible. Now we know in this day and age, there are so many things going on, you know, in the world. There are so many things that are affecting people all kinds of ways, whether it's physically, mentally, you know, financially, spiritually, all these things are going on affecting people. But the key is to stay on course is to continue to self-develop. Whether you're reading books regarding positivity, like I'm reading now, or you're renewing your mind each and every day by studying the Word of God. You know, have like a life scripture. You know, wake up in the morning, you're having an attitude of gratitude and, you know, a daily mantra. And, you know, maybe you have one or two life scriptures you want to recite. And then think about the things you're doing and the success you're achieving or want to achieve and how you're going to achieve it and what do you need to do to achieve it. And, you know, are you going to keep pushing forward to achieve it, or are you going to allow, you know, one or two naysayers or negativity things pop up or obstacles or anything of that nature? You just got to continue to push forward. And the beautiful thing is by pushing forward, because you know what you're aiming to do, what your goal is to do, is to educate people, you know, based on whatever field you're in, whether it's health and wellness or whether you're sharing one of your gift, talents, and abilities through, you know, photography or poetry or, you know, whatever your dream is, always be sure that it's impactful, uplifting, and encouraging to others. Sometimes people, you know, receive these things right away. Sometimes they don't, but the beautiful thing is to plant the seed. And when you plant the seed, once you plant a seed, it's always there. Just like they say about social media. Once you put something on social media, that's why it's so important to post positivity. I mean, negative stuff is on there too. But once you post it, it's out there. And it doesn't go away. So why wouldn't you want a trail of positive things to be in your social media or, you know, wherever you may be, whether it's in person? Like, what is your persona show? When people see you, what do they think about you? Your present self and your future self. When you walk in a room, you light up a room, You're encouraging. You're edifying. You're uplifting. You make people smile when you walk in the room. You make people willing to listen to what you want to share or say. All based on how we speak. That's why it's so important to be mindful, to always stay positive by reading positive things and being around positive people and just doing positive things, just doing things that are going to uplift and build the kingdom of God. Mindful thinking versus mindless. When you're mindlessly thinking, you don't think about anything. You just do it. You react instead of proacting. Even with situations, you think about what you're thinking before you say or do what you're thinking. It's so key. It's so key to have that mindful thinking in your arsenal. Because you'll be much better for it, even with the people that you're around. And people you are around, you will encourage them to be mindful about what they do, you know, about their eating habits and the way they talk and the way they carry themselves. That's all mindful, all mindful. And, you know, I just know that it's a continuous thing. We have to renew our minds each and every day, each and every day. And some days are better than others, but we still have to push forward with that. I'm going to open it up before I close out in the few scriptures that I wanted to share with everybody regarding mindfulness. And just think differently. Just do things differently, because we're here to make a difference. We're here to make a difference in people's lives, physically and mentally, because you got to have them both, and they both have to be in tip-top shape, or strive to be, you know, in tip-top shape, so that you're able to, you know, be that light that people can see that things can be different, things can change based on the way they think about their health, about their wellness, about their well-being, you know, because there is hope. There is hope through what we have. Like I said, whether it's my coaching or whether it's through Longevity, Longevity has so many different ways to help people, whether it's through their services or whether it's through our core product, the Healthy Start Pack, along with the other products that they have. There's just so many different things that they have that can help, that can help others. And there's something for everybody. There's something for everybody. So I'm going to open it up and just hear from everybody out here in Radio Land. Bear with me. All righty.
Well, Karen, hi. This is Madrew.
Oh, hey, Ms. Madrew. How are you?
How are you? I'm great. Well, you know what? I just love what you were talking about. You know, our last week we had to bring our vision boards to our meeting, right? And we actually, everyone had a different one, which was really awesome. But, you know, what I like, you know, I've been in longevity for almost six years now. And the thing is that I'm healthier than I've ever been in my life, you know. And the thing is that the people that I speak life into, I have a relationship with them, and they have a relationship with me. So what I've been doing is that I've been doing other things. I've been growing. I do my own presentations now with my group. And we have, you know, I have four nurses on my team now. So what I do with them is that it's hard for them because they're busy. So I've got two of them that have joined YGYI, and then I have another two that are going to join at convention. So I speak life into them too. You know, we go out sometimes after the after our meeting is in the evening. Now, I don't like to eat late because I don't want no weight on me, but I might have some tea and a I may have some tea or something like that, or a scrambled egg or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that I try to live by example, you know, and
yeah.
I am a mentor. I am their leader, you know. So we've done different things. Like we had Dr. Wallach out here about 3-4 months ago. And one lady, she brought him out here, which was really nice. And she's been in Youngevity. In fact, she's the one who brought Corey Gold on. So she had the event, and it was quite large and everything. And it was a day with Doc, which was awesome because it had in the morning they had a session in the morning, which was a seminar, and in the afternoon they had a Q&A, question and answers. So we went out there twice, and it was a little bit far, you know. Most of the times, you know, we'll start like at 8 o'clock registration, 9 o'clock it starts, or 9 o'clock registration, and 10 o'clock it starts, you know. And for some people, you know, some people can't get up out of bed, you know, but you know, and then for some people they said, oh, it's too far, you know. But I always feel like if it's an excuse. You know, any excuse is an excuse. You know, if you want to go somewhere, you'll get there. So what we did is that I spoke life into my group, and I said, you know what, we got to find where we can have Dr. Wallach. You know, I'm going to find out so that people don't have to drive real far, but I want to find something that has access to freeways, you know. So
right.
I said, so spoke life into them. And so I reached out, and it was so funny. By the grace of God, I was down there at Youngevity Monday, and I saw Johnny Taylor. She had just come back from Europe. And it was so beautiful because I said, you look fabulous. How was your trip? You know, and she said, it was great. Now, I'd already put the request in for Dr. Wallach. And I had a date in mind, and they told me that it couldn't happen because he's, you know, every July he's at a picnic. He does a picnic here in Southern California, and at the picnic everybody brings something, and you know, healthy, and they just learn about their health, which is awesome, you know. So I'm thinking about going down there too, but I knew he would be around the area. So after I saw her, you know, I said, are you here for the whole day? She says, no, I'm not here. I'll be in tomorrow. So I knew to call her yesterday, you know, actually the day before yesterday. So I called her, and by the grace of God, we got the date. So that's really, really awesome.
Nice.
And my whole team is paying for it. We're all chipping in, and we're all doing it. We're all doing our own because we don't want to be like, if you've got, you know, we want to show them that we're a strong team and we can do this.
Right.
You know?
Right. And you can do it.
So,
that's awesome.
Right.
That's awesome.
Right.
So and I love what you said, speaking life. I love what you said about speaking life. But yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. You know, building that team, and that's exactly what, you know, we're doing again. And I'm just fighting harder now than ever, but I'm not giving up.
Right.
I'm not giving up. Not giving up.
So,
any other, go ahead.
And then when you
not
speak
give
life
up.
You know, you basically have life in terms. We're all going to convention.
Yeah.
We're all got our hotels.
Awesome.
It's awesome.
That's
when you're on the same page.
Beautiful. Good job, girl. You go, girl. That's awesome. Anybody else out there want to say anything?
Just that it's funny when you said about when you did the questions that we talked about this before about like confirmation with that book, and then Candace Cameron Bure, if anybody knows, of Full House from the 90s. She wrote a book about, like, kindness, and there's, like, little anecdotes, obviously. And then at the end of each chapter, it's, like, it's your turn thing where it, like, makes you think about things and how you would handle things. And throughout the different chapters, there's actually questions that are close to the ones that you gave us just now.
Wow.
And I was like, isn't that funny how, like, you bought that book way before I got this one? and I'm reading it
exactly
kind of at the same time, and it's aligned with what God is talking about.
Yeah, and that's the beautiful thing.
I just thought that was cool.
When you align with God and, you know, what he has to say. Awesome. Awesome. I'm just going to share some scriptures with everybody, and, you know, the segment will be closing out, which is good because it's like 8:26, so that's a good thing. My favorite scripture, which is following our ministry name, which is Renew Your Own Ministries. Hold on 1 second. So we know that it's going to be Romans 12:2. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Something that we have to do each and every day, renew our mind. We do not want to fall into the worldly ways. We want to transform by the renewing of our mind, mindful thinking, positive thinking, godly thinking. What would God do? What would Jesus do? That's the road that we're on. And then Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible. As long as we reach out and, you know, look to him, all things are possible. We can't do it ourselves. We can't do it alone. Ephesians 3:20, to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Again, mindful thinking is a growth mindset. If you think about it, that's what God calls us to do, to grow our mindsets by reading the scripture and meditating and, you know, just expanding our minds in a positive way, in a positive way. So just think about what happens if God is calling you out of your comfort zone to stretch and break free of your fear of rejection or failure. And that's the times that we tap into our growth mindset. So if we're renewing our minds each and every day, we will step out of our comfort zone. As Ms. Drew said, she's now, like, you know, leading and doing presentations and speaking life, you know, into her team. As Tara just said about, you know, reading the book by Candace Cameron Bure. That's a positive book, a mindset book, just growing mindfully. Because when you grow mindfully, yeah, you might, you know, have failure or rejection, but it won't be a fearful thing. It will be a way that you look at it as to say, okay, how am I going to fail forward? What am I going to learn from this? Growing your mindset. So again, those scriptures were Romans 12:2, Matthew 19:26, and Ephesians 3:20. Spiritually, we cannot possibly believe that our potential is fixed and has no potential to expand, meaning there's always room for growth. There's always room for expansion. We never will know it all. We're never going to have all the answers, but it's just great to grow each and every day by renewing our minds, by reading positive things, being around positive people, doing different things that you never did before, stepping out of that comfort zone, just allowing God to use you. Because when you do that, We're powerful because of that thinking we got, that powerful, mindful thinking. So, you know, just wanted to share that with everyone this evening because it is about growing our mindset, but doing it in a mindful and positive way. And I just thank everybody for their comments. Even if you didn't speak up, I thank you anyway just for being on the segment. And God willing, we will see you next week. And if anybody's interested, I will send them the recording. It will be available on Monday, so if they're interested in the recording, they want to listen to it again, because there's a lot of positive information that's not just said by me, but said by some of the listeners as well. So I'll open it up so everybody can close out and say goodnight. And again, truly appreciate everybody for joining me. It's a blessing to have you on the segment. The lines are open. Thank you so much, you guys. I love you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Appreciate so much. Have a great weekend. And let's just get out there and just be mindful and just be powerful. Be a driving force. Take your team and just knock everything out the water in a good way. In a good way. In a good way. All right. Have a good night. I love you guys. Thanks for joining. Appreciate you.
Mom.
Yes.
You could pull a Pam and be like, goodbye.
Yeah. Have a good night.
Bye.
All right. Talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye. That was cute. I like that. Nice little ending. Next time I'll really do it. All right.